Well, good morning, good afternoon to all my listeners out there. Welcome to Truth to Reality, Not for Kids, episode 73. And I am your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. And I got some things that you should know and some other things you're probably waiting for. And we'll go from there. It's not going to be very long. But since I didn't do it yesterday, I'm at you today on Friday, March 3rd. Okay, you know, I always got to thank all my listeners for being here. So first, let me do that. United States, Germany, Brazil, United Kingdom, Iran, Austria, Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, Saudi Arabia, the fucking R word still tripping, Turkey, South Africa, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Azerbaijan, say France, we had another new one, we have a new one, Philippines. And I'm feeling like there's one that I left out. But thank you all for being here today. I got some good stuff. First of all, I'm going to start with telling you about, you know, I told you in the last episode about the 4-day work week coming up. It's really getting kind of strong. And you're going to start seeing more of that go on across the country. You know, the weather, you know, it's still kind of tripping in a lot of areas like Louisiana and Texas got romped on by tornadoes and bad weather, and it's just a mess. You know, they finally got that shuttle off. It's gone up there. Now, I guess there's 4 people going to the workstation they have on the moon. So they're going up there. And, you know, I got to tell a lot of you about some of the cars that you may have. This is about the Nissan. 809,000 Nissan SUVs have ignition problems. It lights up, sparks up. So you'll probably be getting a notice if you have one of those vehicles. If you bought it used, you better get it checked out. It could be very scary when you're driving, especially on the freeway or something. It's going to make you pull over or stop and say, what the fuck was that? So, you know, not Nissan SUVs, you got ignition problems, and it lights up, sparks up. You got to get it checked. There's 809,000 of them out there. So you need to pay attention to that. If you have that vehicle and you bought it used, you might not get a notice. But if you bought it new, then you probably will. So you better pay attention to that. Not to mention the Kias and Hyundais that people are stealing at a mass rate. That's really bad. They're just snatching up Kias and Hyundais wherever they see them from this certain year. I think it's like 15 to 21 or something. They're just taking those cars like pancakes. And they're doing crimes and they're running the car to the ground, fuck it all up, running the shit. And they fuck up the car. If you don't have insurance for your Kia, you need to have full coverage on your Kia or Hyundai, because chances are, if you don't have that wheel lock, driving wheel lock, you know, the steering wheel lock, you want to get that. They're handing them out to those cars certain years. Police are handing them out, so you're going to have to go talk to them. Different police stations all over the country, you're giving out steering wheel locks. And once you got that on there, they can't cut it. You can't cut it. And they can't, you know, it's not even worth trying to start it because you can't do nothing with it because you can't steer. You can't steer with the steering lock on the wheel. So that is something to really consider. You Hyundai and Kia owners, and there's a lot of you from 15 to 21, they can steal your car in a heartbeat. Okay? It's been published all over the website. I believe Facebook and TikTok and people, they have published the shit. And they're learning how to do it. So that's why it's happening at an enormous rate. So pay attention, people. Pay attention. This is important. Okay? What I just told you is very important. Now, you remember that guy? He was a lawyer. His family came from law. Had law firms and lawyers and stuff. His name is Murdaugh. He's the guy that killed his wife and son. You remember him? Well, this fool got sentenced to life in prison for his wife, and he got sentenced to life in prison for his son to serve consecutively. He got two life terms. He will never get out. He's going to stay there until he dies for killing his wife and son because you got money issues. And you're used to being rich with your family growing up with lawyers and stuff. You're used to having everything. And then when you get money problems, you can't handle it. How can you go crazy so far that you got one son that wasn't there? But you got another son. He was the youngest one and you killed him. You didn't need to do that. Why didn't you go kill yourself or just leave? You know, and the family was depending on you, but you killed your wife and your son. How rogue is that? That's the devil in your brain, and you couldn't think of nothing else but to kill your wife and family? So, you know, you didn't even cover up your evidence. It's so obvious that you did it. And you say, you keep saying you're not guilty. You would never done that. And somebody else did. Well, the evidence is pointing at you. Because you was the only one around for all these things. And you're doing two life sentences. That's going to be terrible. That's going to be your life behind bars. In a box. Oh, jeez. You deserve it. If you killed your wife and son, you deserve that shit, fool. You a stupid son of a bitch. That shit just dead wrong. You didn't have God. You had let the devil get in there and twist your fucking brain. And you get a gun and you shoot your wife and your son. Are you fucking... Yeah, you need to be locked down. You know? You need to be locked down. They don't have death penalty no more, but you're going to rot in prison, motherfucker. That's foul. So foul. Ugh. I don't even know what to say more about it. And you guys have heard things about, how schools are getting smaller and deciding to close down because they're losing amount of students. There's no more baby boom going on. Well, why do you think that is? Because they don't see the future like we used to? Is that why they're not having babies no more? The schools are closing down, so that started some years ago where those kids ain't growing up and being in school. So that's a whole new thing because someone has got to step up and get into the presidential race as a Democrat and not be scared, but make us see a future again, especially for the kids. You got to make that happen. You can't fall into this bullshit that we're falling into, worried about China and North Korea, all the NATO countries helping Ukraine, a number of them, and they're beating Russia back. Russia hates it. I'm thinking Russia's going to stop. Because a little snitch of a word came out about that. You know, so I think that's going to grow as Ukraine keeps beating his ass back. You know what I'm saying? The more boxes he sees of his soldiers coming home in a box, the more he needs to start thinking about that. You know, because It's like Russia's fighting a world war by themselves because you got so many countries helping one country beat your ass. So, Putin, I think it's time for you to straighten it up, man. Fix your tie or whatever the fuck you need to do. You got to, you know, get the devil out your brain just killing people and shooting bombs and drones and, you know, all this shit. And you just need to stop because you're not getting anywhere. And it's been over a year. It's dumb. It's stupid. It's retarded as a leader. You need to stop doing that dumb shit, Putin, and get your fucking ass shot or step down and get the fuck out because you're ruining your people's lives. Your people. Your Russians. You're fucking them off. Okay? It's worthless. It's ridiculous. And it's beneath you. Or maybe it's not. Maybe you are Hitler too. You know what I'm saying? You need to get the fuck out of office. All these dictators around the world creating dumb shit. Their decision making sucks. You feel me? For real, think about it. Decision making by dictators suck. Really bad. Okay? And I don't have to mention the countries. I'm sure you know it's China, North Korea, and Russia. And Iran. You know, that shit sucks. Okay? People want to be free. People don't want to be under somebody's thumb. So that needs to change. Like I said, this is going to be short today. And I want to really thank my new country, Philippines. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I hope you're listening. Hope you're getting something out of it, what's going on. Do I have to talk about the Spades Plus game again that I told you all is shitty? Well, I'm telling you again, okay? Spades Plus and your leisure, leave it alone. It's going to fuck you because that's the kind of people they are. And with that being said, I want to flip onto how we all need to be. We all need to be walking with God. We all need to be holding his hand or his robe or something and trying to be around him, you know, with him and his group. You need to do that. And you need to fight the devil off every time he tries. Right now, it seems like he's just going in brains and fucking people up. You know, trying to rob shit at middle of the night. It's not working as much anymore. A motherfucker tried to rob a credit union last night, early in the morning. And the motherfucker, the ATM fell off the truck, okay? It was a waste of time. There's nothing else you're going to get in a bank. It's all locked up. You're going to take, these people are taking these ATMs. I don't know how hard it is for y'all to get ATM open. But maybe they didn't figure it out a way. And these people are doing that. And they're fucking up. It's the devil in your head telling you to fuck up. Because you're rolling with me. I'm going to fuck you up and put you in prison. Okay? It's dumb. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. And it's too desperate. Don't get in a situation to where it gets too desperate. Okay? If you got to do it, and it's a good thing, it's going to help you or your kids later on, do it now. Don't wait to get in a desperado because you're not one. You feel me? You're not one. And I said quite a bit for the day on our 73rd episode of Truth and Reality, Not for Kids. And I'm your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. And I'm going to go now, but I'm telling you, don't forget to walk with God. Don't forget to have some smiles and some jokes and laugh. And joke yourself, just laugh at, you know, just be happy, okay? And you can if you do that with God. And stop thinking about so much bullshit and running into it. Think about God. Let's look to brighter days, okay? Now, with that being said, I'm out. Thank you all for being here. Come back tomorrow and have a good day. I'm out.